Welcome to the Ghosts of Taos podcast. I'm your host, M. Elwell Romancito, and I'm going to walk you through some of the stories, tales, and rumors of the supernatural, ghosts, and the paranormal of Taos, New Mexico. Thank you for joining me. Season 1, Episode 3, Spooky Stays. I get asked a lot, where's the best place to stay in Taos for a paranormal experience? My goodness, I really don't have a great answer, simply because, well, actually, I do have a great answer. Just about any place that you stay, your chances of having a spooky experience is pretty high. I really only have a chance to talk about a couple of things here in the time that I've given myself for these podcasts. Just sit back and listen to these. I'm going to start with the Taos Inn. I really am not even going to get around to great locations like La Fonda, San Geronimo Lodge. Oh my gosh, just the list goes on and on. The Kachina Lodge, the El Monte Sagrado has its share of stories. It's continuous. I get emails, I get phone calls. The Taos Inn, Doc Martin's Restaurant, and the Adobe Bar are nearly at the very heart of Taos. Boasted as the living room of Taos, it's a happy and lively place. Known for live music, fantastic margaritas, and an ambiance that is quintessentially Taos, makes the historic hotel a must-see on the itinerary of the visitor. Locals are just as much a part of the experience as are the libations. The inn started as a cluster of old adobes surrounding a little well on a tiny plaza. Dr. T.P. Martin and his family bought it in the early 1920s. The original buildings date back to the early 1800s. They were even once owned by next-door neighbor Arthur Mamby. T.P. and his second wife, Helen, named the little complex the Martin Apartments. They lived in the northern part of it while the doctor set up his practice in what is now the restaurant. One of the sections of the living room was actually an operating room. Many a stabbing or gunshot victim were stitched up and walked away, while a fair number never made it off the table. Martin was known for accepting bartered items like livestock and food in payment for his services. This was an annoyance to his neighbor Mamby, but a boon to the growing art colony of Taos and a native population that were not quite as familiar with the currency economy. Well-loved and respected in the community, Doc Martin became woven into the fabric of Taos. His sister, Rose, married artist Bert Phillips in the early days of the art colony and often rented out their little apartments to visiting artists and celebrities and other notables like Greta Garbo, Thornton Wilder, and Anthony Quinn. Beyond the surface, the Taos Inn has another distinction. Many paranormal experiences are recounted. Whether you're a busboy taking a break in the cool air of a summer evening, or you're a guest staying in one of the small, quaint rooms in the older section of the hotel, chances are you will have come into contact with something that is not of this world. The claims at the Taos Inn of paranormal activity include staff accounts of being in the kitchen and hearing their name called from another part of the restaurant. Sounds of silverware and clatter are heard coming from the empty kitchen. The soft sounds of footsteps have been heard in an otherwise empty dining room. Another claim I've heard is from a guest's point of view. A woman reported to me that she was resting in bed while her roommate took a shower, and it felt like someone sat at the foot of her bed. She said she thought somehow her friend had left the shower running and come in and sat on the bed, but when she looked, there was nothing there, and her friend was still in the shower. And then there's the story that a woman who stayed there during Memorial Weekend called me about.
And stay, which I've stayed at before at the Taos Inn.
Right.
They love it there. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have two suites up like in the 300 level area. And when we go to check in, they said, we're totally out of rooms. We have their room, but y'all are going to have to stay in room 106.
Okay.
No big deal.
Right.
You know, so we check in, but when we walk in the room smelled it smelled like sulfur.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh my God, what? So I was like, well, let's flush the toilet. We're not going to be in here, but just to sleep anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We go walk around the square. We have, you know, dinner at Doc Martin's, you know, and have a couple drinks. But this is like at 6:30 or 7.
Right.
Go back to our room. I watch my iPad, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Husband goes to sleep. I go to sleep. About 1:30 in the morning, I hear what would be the equivalent of maybe a window moving, or you make the blinds, because they have shutters mm-hmm. over the windows.
Right.
And we had the windows open because, you know, there's no air. They had the air conditioning turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear a noise that wakes me up, and I look over toward the windows, and I see a woman standing there. And I don't know if you have children, but I equate it to when you first wake up and your mind tries to process what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when your kids wake you up and you're like, oh God, what's going on?
Right, right.
My first thought was, why is my mother-in-law standing in my room?
Hmm.
And then I just kept looking, and I could actually see it was an older woman, and she had on like a wrap shawl-like thing. And so I thought, what the hell's going on? You know, so I closed my eyes and I thought, okay, I'm going to look back and I'm going to be seeing things. And I look back and she's not there anymore, but now she's standing beside our bed.
Oh, crap.
Near my husband, because he was near the windows, and she's like leaning over him, like peering at him.
Mm.
And so then I start shaking. I'm like, you got to wake up. There's someone in our room. At this time, I'm not thinking ghost. I'm thinking somebody's in our room. Wake up, wake up. He's like, okay, there's nobody in our room. You need to go back to sleep. I'm terrified. So I'm like under the covers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually get up and take a Unisom because I can't go to sleep. I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 3:30, I don't know if the sound woke me up, but I woke up again. And I look, and she's standing in the corner of the room, just watching.
Geez.
Just watching.
Oh, peace.
And so then I'm like, there is a ghost in our room. Get up now. And he's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no, get up, get up. He never sees her. I'm the only one that sees her. But to me, she was more interested in him.
Hmm.
I can't describe it. It gives me chills right now thinking about it. So he's like, don't tell my parents, you know, they'll be upset, they'll think you had a bad time. I'm like, no, they won't. Well, on the way home, I thought, okay, I'm just going to look at Tao's in room 106.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, it pops up and says, other people have seen a tall woman in room 106.
Hmm. Wow.
So then I'm like terrified because I start adding everything together and I'm like, okay, the room smelled funny.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just added up to be, and I could describe what she was even wearing. It just seemed so, it was so real.
The book, Ghosts and Haunted Places of Taos, is written and illustrated by M. Elwell Romancito and is available on our website, ghostsoftaos.com, and through lulu.com. A friend of mine was staying here in Taos, and this was just prior to me moving here. And they were staying in a bed and breakfast at the foot of Bent Street. It was known as Casa de Feliz, and I believe that now it's a rehab facility. My friend called me and said that I would really like Taos and that I should consider checking it out as a place to move to. But he also told me that he was having trouble sleeping because in his room, in this bed and breakfast, whenever he would try to sleep, the place felt like it was filled with people. And they all wanted to talk with him. He said that there was this fellow who pressed his way to the front and insisted that everyone understand, and especially my friend understand, that he did not do it. And what it seemed like the fellow was talking about was a fire. And this guy seemed like he had been lynched, like he had been hung and tarred and feathered and burned. Years later, that ghost, that man who was trying to talk with my friend, made an appearance, not to me, but to someone who was just coming through town. This had to have been 1998. And I was working in a building that is now Tuesday Morning. When we opened, there was a man who was like right there. And one of the first things he asked us was, what did we know about the history of the building? And all we knew was that it had been an old grocery store at one time, and even a yellow front. It really does look like an old grocery store parking lot. So this guy said that he was coming through town at 2:00 in the morning, and he was stopped at the light right there near McDonald's and was getting ready to turn onto Placitas. And it looked like this building, the one that we were in, was on fire. And he said that he was so convinced that there was a fire, he actually pulled up into the parking lot and was going to call 911. And as he pulled up, his headlights hit the front of the building, and he could see inside the building, on the other side of a plate glass window, a man. And the man looked like he was trying to get the driver's attention, and he was trying to get him to help him to get out. He was pounding on the glass, and he described the man as looking like he had been burned. Now, the man pulls up as close as he can, and he said that he was looking for something to break that window to let this man out. And as he was looking, all of the fire, the smoke, the steam, the billowing clouds, the man disappeared. Now, he wanted to know what we knew about that building or the area. The only thing that we could think of to tell him was that there had been lots of fires in the Taos Plaza area. Thank you for listening. If you're curious about the podcast, your host, our stories, or other information about the Ghosts of Taos, visit our website at ghostsoftaos.com for photos, videos, books, and more. I hope you'll join me again for the Ghosts of Taos podcast. Until next time.